Welcome to this podcast produced by the International News Safety Institute.
Death and injury in conflict and crime reporting rightly hit the headlines in any review of journalist safety around the world today. But a multitude of other threats and dangers, ranging from harassment and prosecution to prison, is killing off honest reporting. And these risks are spreading like wildfire. All the more dangerous because they are often insidious and masquerade as something else, like the so-called war on terror, where we are experiencing censorship by stealth through the same legal and security systems designed to safeguard our freedom. From the democratic heartland of Europe to the authoritarian regimes of the Middle East, Africa, Latin America and Central Asia, journalists are being quietly bullied and harassed into silence on some of the great issues facing their nations. Speakers at the prestigious Kurt Schork Awards said free speech is being dismantled as attacks on journalists have multiplied on many fronts. Peter Greste, locked up in Egypt for 400 days just for doing his job, said the war on terror has given governments a free pass to incarcerate journalists. One doesn't have to look far for examples. In pre-election Turkey, journalists critical of President Erdogan or government policies were fired and pro-opposition news outlets raided by police. In Tunisia, journalists are squeezed between violent extremists and security services sensitive to criticism after deadly terror attacks. Egypt, Libya and Yemen have fiercely cracked down on online journalism and freedom of expression across the spectrum, all in the name of preserving stability, preventing terrorism and avoiding anarchy. The post-Soviet countries of Central Asia have subjected bloggers and journalists to prosecution and imprisonment as well as murder, according to the Committee to Protect Journalists. China is criminalising basic reporting. India arrests a human rights blogger. Kenya's parliament has passed a law imposing harsh punishment for any journalist found guilty of defaming parliament or its members. The European Union struggles to balance its ideals with member states' criminal defamation and blasphemy laws and counter-terrorism measures. In Britain, police used special powers under the Terrorism Act to seize the laptop of a reporter for the BBC's flagship Newsnight programme. The incident appeared to confirm the UK government's determination to pursue the media and their sources in the name of security. And almost everywhere, cyber trolls terrorise women journalists who express opinions or report uncomfortable facts. I could go on. Governments around the world are using their super snooper powers to tap into journalist communications. Thankfully, the United Nations has noticed this alarming trend. Its special rapporteur on the right to freedom of expression has declared the use of encryption and anonymity in digital communications must be protected. A report presented to the Human Rights Council said journalists, lawyers and human rights defenders rely on these tools to encrypt their communication and safeguard their contacts and sources. Unfortunately, the United Nations is only as effective on these matters as its member states. Is anyone listening? Terror is real, and governments have a duty to protect their citizens. But all governments have authoritarian tendencies given the chance, and journalists, like truth, too often are the first casualties.
This podcast was produced by the International News Safety Institute. For more information on INSEE, please go to www.newssafety.org.